Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So then, on the Health and Wellbeing Show this evening, if you've been listening during the daytime, you'll be well aware that I'm a new daddy in the last few months, and baby Eva is seemingly doing very, very well. But one thing that my wife and I have had conversations about is her eyesight and baby's eyesight in general. And a man who knows far more about eyesight than I do is top man Chris Nixon from Chris Nixon's Optometrists in Starbeck. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening there, Pete. Thank you very much for that lovely intro.
You're more than welcome. Now, seemingly Eva's eyesight at home, absolutely fine. But at what age is the ideal age to get your child's first eye test done?
The ideal age, and this is, you're quite happy with your child's development, everybody's happy with their development, and you've got no family history of problems, no eye problems, squints or anything like that, is 3 years of age.
Okay.
3 years of age. All optometrists are very comfortable at that age group. In fact, we've got two young, well, they're all young nowadays, two young optometrists who work with us, and between them, they've got four children under four. So those two optometrists are very, very comfortable seeing children from the age of three. And if you had a problem prior to that, Pete, if you had any concerns, you could still book in to the optometrist and tell him your concerns about your child. But it's more than likely the optometrist would refer you on into the hospital eye service. And the hospital eye service, they have greater skills than we do. In fact, they employ what we call orthoptists. Now, orthoptists, that's a good percentage of their days seeing children's eyes.
They specialise in that.
They specialise, well, in that one area as well. They have some other special areas of interest, but that is, let's say that's 60% of their time.
What are some of the key signs that parents should be looking out for with regards to their child's behaviour when it comes to eyesight? Is there any trend or not?
Do you know, that's the problem. At 3 years of age, your child could have defective sight in one eye and you will not know. They can't say to the parents, no matter how gifted that child is, that child will not be telling you that their sight is blurred out of one eye. That's the real risk. Now, the risk then, if that one eye is out of focus, very cleverly, the child's brain adapts straight away. It adapts by switching that eye off. It'll concentrate on the sharply focused eye, forget about the eye that's a little bit out of focus. That eye that's out of focus will go lazy. If it's not caught and picked up, and most of the time, okay, we can correct that with glasses, and there may well be some treatment, which is what they call occlusion treatment. You'll have seen these children wearing patches. But if that's not caught before the age of 7 or 8, that eye will not develop properly. You're sitting looking at me there, Pete. You've got two eyes that form well, don't they?
I hope so, yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
You can have a look. You can close one eye, close the other. Yeah. Yes, they're performing well.
Yes, they can.
A three-year-old child, no matter how well developed they are, can't do that. So it's very straightforward. The government pays for the examination, and you can book it at any optometrist and go and have your children's eyes checked at 3 years of age.
Now, when it comes to older children using smartphones and tablets, there's a bit of a warning there, isn't there?
There's various research that's coming through and studies of presenting information and evidence that perhaps screens are limited time on screens is probably a good idea. There's studies where they've looked at a large number of children in Australia and a large number of children in Singapore. And the children in Australia were spending a good deal of time outdoors. And they found, very significantly, there was less short-sightedness in those children who were outdoors a good deal of time. So we don't know quite what it is about the outdoor activity, but it has to be outdoor, because what they did do is they took a similar number of children and they had them doing activities, sports activities, but they were indoor. And they didn't seem to have this protection from going myopic. So there's some very fascinating research being carried out, but I'm afraid, I must admit, I'll be one of those grandparents who's saying to my children to say, limit their time on screens, definitely.
So in that first eye test, what can parents and children expect? Is it really straightforward?
We'll try and keep it very low key, and the parents obviously come in. We'll try and make it fun. A good number of times drops will have to be used, which dilate the pupil, so they make the pupil really large, but they also relax the muscles within the eye, so we can do an accurate assessment on the refractive power of the eye, or how well the eye is in focus. We'll also do tests on, okay, even if they can't read letters, which we wouldn't expect at three, but they usually can match pictures. So we may well be holding pictures up at 20 feet away, and they'll be sat on their parents' knee pointing to the same picture. And we can make those pictures smaller and smaller. And we'll do one eye at a time. Sometimes a child, if it has a defective sight in one eye, it won't like the good eye being covered. They'll just try and push your hand away. So there's all sorts of observational tests that the optometrist is performing just whilst the child is sat there.
If anybody's listening this evening, Chris, who is concerned or simply wants to book their child in for that eye test, what's the best way to go about it?
Best way is to give us a ring, 01423 885764, and the two optometrists who, as I say, have between them four children under four, Christina and Katie, and book an appointment with Christina or Katie, and we'd be delighted to see them and reassure parents that all's well. But if it isn't, we know the appropriate action to take.
Christopher Nixon, optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.